broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson. This is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
She wants to be successful and do great things for this program.
And then the ultimate goal is to get that win.
Went through the battles together, and they stuck together.
Those coaches over there are doing a fantastic job.
This is the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here on this lovely Monday evening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. Alongside Liam Davis, I'm Zion Palmieri. Liam, how's your day going?
Pretty good. I just got done with my baseball practice.
Let's go. All right. So I like the feeling. Feeling hyped, feeling excited. It's the Coaches Show. Get ready. All right. First, we're going to talk about girls basketball. We're live, full into the swing of girls basketball, of basketball season. The girls, Let me rewind a little bit. We haven't had a coach show in about a week because of President's Day, so we got a little bit of recapping to do. This happened last Saturday, not this past Saturday, but the one before that. It was the girls' regional North loss to Lawrence North, 60-54. It was a tough defeating loss in the regional round. Some stats for you. Ada Huffert had 17 points, 17 rebounds, double-double for her. Casey Warfel, 16 points, 8 rebounds, 8 steals. And on the other side of things for Lawrence North, Kadria Butler, 20 points, 3 rebounds, and Kaya Hurt, 14 points, 4 rebounds.
Yeah, you know, Pendleton Knights, they played a good game, you know, just couldn't pull it out. At the very end, Lawrence North played a better game than Pendleton Knights. Casey Warfel went 4-17 from the field. You know, she didn't have her best game and probably the biggest game of her life so far. And, you know, pressure hits really hard. And I've felt it before. I've played in many championship games in my career. I mean, Ada Huffer, I mean, she still played really well. She's just going to pull it out at the end either. So, I mean, Pendleton Knights, they played really good in this game. It's just they played a really good opponent in Lawrence North, and they ended up outplaying them.
Yeah, Lawrence North, they're a very tough team. They're menaces on the basketball court. They will face guard you. They will get in your face. They're not afraid to get a foul called on them. And, you know, pretty early in the game, me and Lucas, who broadcasted that game, were like, man, this is concerning for Lawrence North, but that's just who they are. One of their best players, Kaya Hurt, she'd only come in on offense for about the fourth quarter. You know, that shows how well-coached they are, and they're used to being in that situation. And Lawrence North, you know, they got it done when it mattered most. And, you know, this weekend, I think pretty soon they're going to be advancing to state against Warsaw. So, I mean, to get knocked out against the contending for the state championship title, you know, that looks good on Pendleton Heights, even though it was a tough regional loss.
Yeah, but you got to look back on it. You know, you guys had a really good season. You guys ended with, like, your last, 16 games were 15-1?
15-1, yeah. They were on a 13-game win streak,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, it was a really good way to end the season. It's just they couldn't win the last game.
Yeah, it was a devastating loss. It really was. It just kind of wiped the morale away. I mean, it was a far away in Decatur Central. Some stats for you. Casey, she was just 2 points shy of the conference scoring record, tying it. Madison Wise of Greenfield Central, she sits with a conference scoring record, 2,109 points. Casey Warfel, at the end of her senior season, sits at 2,107. 2 points away from breaking it, tying it. So more kind of just... Man, that sucks. You know, that would have been so nice. Casey Warfel smashed some records here at Pendleton Heights this year. That one would have been nice, but, you know, a tough break in the tough regional round.
Yeah, and, you know, she was getting face guarded, as you said. Lawrence North's not afraid to guard up close and your face. You know, they're doing that the whole entire time against Casey. You know, Casey Warfel, she was averaging 25 points per game this year. If I'm Lawrence North, I would be face guarding her, and I'm not wanting her to get any wide-open looks. And obviously she didn't get a lot if she's going 4-17 from the field and that type of game.
Yeah, for Pendleton Knights, it was the longest playoff run since 2010, their first sectional win since 2011. You know, they achieved a lot of great things this year, but it's a great season to build on. You got a lot of seniors leaving. Casey Warfel, who might be the best girls basketball player this program has ever seen. You know, it's a tough way to go out in this regional round. That's the magnum opus of your season. But, you know, Ada Huffert looked strong. She had a double-double in that regional game. She was hitting her stride as the season went on. I mean, that Noblesville game, she hit a career high in rebounds and I think one away in points. You know, she's hitting her stride at the right time now going into her junior year. She's going to be the number one of this offense.
Yeah, but also you still have Olivia Jones returning, Mamie Trout returning, and you guys – You got people stepping up like Aubrey Warfel, Jada McGraw, Claire Sherrill, Sophia Bruce, Nicole Glassley. You have that whole entire freshman class stepping up. You have the sophomore stepping up in Ada Huffer and Aubrey Warfel and Claire and Jada. And then you have juniors. They're going to be the leaders of the team. You know, they're not really going to be undersized again like they were. Like they were undersized this year. They won't be undersized next year. And, you know, they'll probably, I think they'll continue their success going into next year.
Yeah, they definitely have a lot of space to recover in Casey Warfel leaving, along with, you know, many of the seniors, Aubrey Gray, Bree Perry, Emma Roberts, and others. But, you know, it's just a tough defeating loss, this last one. I'm trying to think, you know, if this is probably one of the most defeating losses. The Lady Arabians, they're ranked really high in the state, and only a few teams ranked above them, Lawrence North being one of them, and this is just a tough defeating loss. I mean, they're always defeating unless you win that state title, but this one especially. I mean, just far away in Decatur Central against a good team like Lawrence North. They had the lead for about three quarters, and then halfway through the fourth, I'd say, Lawrence North just crept by.
Yeah, and, you know, that kind of goes back to the Lawrence Central game. I mean, the Arabians were up at halftime, and they were leading, like, halfway through the third quarter. And then Lawrence Central just pulled away. And then they ended up winning by like 30, I think it was. But, I mean, they're both really good teams. You know, the top five standings was Hamilton Southeastern, Lawrence Central, Warsaw, Lawrence North, and then Pendleton. Warsaw and Lawrence North are in the championship game. Lawrence Central did lose to Lawrence North in the sectional championship. Hamilton Southeastern lost to Warsaw in semi-state. I mean, anything could happen, and that was proven this year.
Yeah, it was kind of a crazy bracket, Liam. That was absurd.
I remember I went to the sectional championship game for Lady Arabians, and I heard after the game that Lawrence North beat Lawrence Central. And that boosted, like, everyone's morale because everybody was like, we're having a really tough opponent coming up. And then they saw Lawrence North beat Lawrence Central.
Yeah, I mean, even when you beat a top opponent like Lawrence Central, that just means you're the next top opponent. You know, you're the next guy up. And for Pendleton Heights, they played well in that game, but they just couldn't close it out. A great season nonetheless. One of the best in the past few years. Again, first sectional title since 2011. Great things over there. Coach Rogers heading into his fourth year with some accolades in the trophy case. Got to be excited.
Yeah, and that was his third year, and it's really impressive because you really don't see coaches in their third year, second year, third year, winning the sectional championship, making it all the way to regionals, and winning that many games in the season. And he did that last year, too. I mean, yeah, they did fall in sectionals, but they still had a really good year, and he's building a really good relationship with the Pendleton Heights organization.
Yeah, well, we're going to switch things over to guys basketball. So since we didn't have a coaches show because of President's Day, we got a lot to recap, so we're going to do this fast. Firstly, they had a game February 11th at Mississinawa. They won that one 53-48. Pendleton Heights leading scorer, Evan Mazingo, and for Mississinawa, their leading scorer, Keontae Woods, 14 points, 12 rebounds. Liam, you did that game. Tell me about Keontae Woods. I've heard he's a great boys basketball player.
Yeah, you know, he's a really good basketball player, really good football player as well. Coach Buck mentioned that. And, you know, with Sean Singh, he guarded him. He guarded him well, only allowing him to 14 points. He still had the 12 rebounds, though. But Evan Mazingo, I mean, he had a wonderful game. Cooper Sims, he was back also. He had a great game as well. But Evan Mazingo was the show. I mean, 21 points to go along with two rebounds and a couple assists. Hayden Fox stealing some assists as well. And, you know, at the very end, Cooper Sims had five total free throws from a technical foul and a foul on a three-point shot. And then Evan Mazingo got fouled with like 0.3 seconds left or something to shoot two more free throws, and that's the reason why they won by five. It was a 48-48 ball game at the buzzer.
Yeah, I heard coming into school the next day, you and Michael, you had to show me the ending. It was a wild one. And,
yes,
you know, that shows you how well you got to be coached for those late game situations. It's tied at the buzzer, and Pendleton Heights won just because of, you know, poor miscues from Mississinawa. And, I mean, that was a great win for Pendleton Heights, but for Mississinawa, that's a little concerning.
Yeah, Pendleton Heights, they've been in that situation many times. Garen Catholic, Mount Vernon. I mean, the list goes on and on. I don't remember all the games, but those are the two, like, main games that they had really close endings to. And this time they pulled it off. I mean, they were in that situation so many times. You know, they were thinking, you know, we can't keep on losing close games. We have to pull one out, and they pulled that one out.
Yeah, I think I'm sure if you got back on that bus, if you're on the boys' basketball team, Coach Buck said that right there is case in point why you don't talk to the refs, why you don't talk to their bench. You don't do anything like that. You play your game and you get out of there. Mm-hmm. Next up, Whiteland, February 15th. That one away at Whiteland. Pendleton Heights lost that one 67-53. Cooper Sims led the team, 23 points and 6 rebounds. And then for Whiteland, Ethan Edwards had 21 points and 3 rebounds. Another tough loss. This one about 2 back-to-back games, almost an hour away. That's got to be tough on the road.
Yeah, and also that was the day of this regional game for girls. So boys actually went to go watch the regional game, and then they went to Whiteland. And that's just a really long day for the boys Arabians. But, I mean, they still played really well. You know, Cooper Sims, 23 points, boosting up his average a little bit. You know, even though he missed a couple of games, you know, he's still looking like he is in prime season form.
Yeah, heating up at the right time. Of course, playoffs just got drawn. We'll talk about that later. We got to move quickly now. February 18th at Newcastle. Pendleton Knights got the win 63-59. Cooper Sims led the team with 22 points. Landon Thompson had 18 points and 8 rebounds. 3 straight away games for the Arabians.
Yeah, that was a really good win for the Arabians. You know, it's not easy going into Newcastle. You know, they have the nation's largest high school gym. It's a very loud gym. I've been in there before. Newcastle gets really crazy, especially their student section and their fans. They get really into these basketball games, and Pendleton Heights played a really good game outplaying Newcastle. I mean, like, you have to look back at that game knowing you can play in the type of environment that is really loud, and, you know, it wasn't really packed. I mean, there's still a lot of people that go there, but not packed for that big of a gym. But you got to think, we can play in that environment and win big games.
Finally, the last game to recap, February 22nd. Pendleton Heights was at home finally, this time versus Muncie Central. That one they lost 59-49, 10 points between the two teams. Cooper Sims led the team, 19 points, 2 rebounds, 2 steals. And then Jackson Johnson, the freshman for Muncie Central, led the team, 24 points, 3 assists. At halftime, Liam Jackson Johnson had 22. And by that time, it was too late for Pendleton Heights to say, you know, this guy, you gotta guard up on him. He only had 2 the rest of the game, but 24 points is still going to hurt your team a lot.
Yeah, Jackson Johnson, only a freshman. You know, he's a really good player. Pendleton Heights is going to see him for the next 4 years. So you got to go based off this game, and you got to know how to guard him next year and the years to come. And Cooper Sims, you know, he had kind of an off night. He still scored 19 points, though. But, I mean, he missed some open opportunities that he thinks that he could have hit. But overall, you just got to look back on that and focus on Centerville coming up Wednesday. We'll get into that and those sectionals.
We are going to take a quick break that will wrap up this first segment. When we return, we're going to talk to head coach of the Lady Arabians basketball team, recap their season, and preview the next one, I guess. Next up, Coach Rogers live interview. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style. Haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street, Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios. Dental care for children and adults in Pendleton at 113 South Heritage Way. Phone 765-221-5900. Online at drdanawright.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to the ASN Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri alongside Liam Davis, joined alongside the head coach of the Lady Arabians basketball team, Coach Rogers. How's your day going, Coach?
It's going good.
All right. Getting straight into it. Sorry to cut you off.
No, you're good.
So, of course, it's been a while since we talked to you. Didn't have a coaches show last Monday. You're in your third year, going into your fourth next year. This is the deepest playoff run you've had, of course. Didn't end the way you wanted to. What did you learn from this playoff run?
I think it was valuable. You know, like, trust me, it still stings to be, you know, that close but feel so far away. But once again, this has been a group or, you know, a team of steps. You know, the first year we didn't accomplish any of our goals. The second year we accomplished one. with conference, and then this year we were able to accomplish, you know, all of them. And then to, you know, to make it into that regional, to lead most of the game and, you know, kind of find a way to, you know, not make the plays at the end, to kind of keep it in control. You know, I definitely think it gives us something to look forward to. We should be hungry to try to get back to that. And, you know, quite frankly, should be hungry to see if we can, you know, exceed that and take that next step forward and, you know, maybe make it to a semi-state or further. So, great season all around and, nothing to be ashamed of.
So you're in your third season here at Pendleton Heights. Usually, when coaches are in their third year, they don't have as good as a relationship with their whole coaching staff, athletic department, as you do. Why is that the reason, and how do you continue your relationship with the Pendleton Heights whole organization as a whole?
You know, that was one of the big things when I took this over. You know, we wanted to, you know, we wanted to build strong relationships, you know, not just with our kids and our coaches and players and families. We also wanted to do it with, you know, other coaching staffs, you know, in Pendleton Heights Athletics and the athletic department and the community and the young kids in our program. And I, you know, I feel like we're doing that. I did the RE/MAX halftime shootout table senior night Saturday and had multiple, you know, young boys come up to me at the table as they were putting names into the bucket. You know, just, you know, kind of saying how much that they've, you know, watched our team this year and, you know, they saw us on the news and, you know, things like that. So, I mean, that's pretty special that, you know, we have, you know, little boys in this community that, you know, are kind of looking up to, you know, maybe not all of their idols, but, you know, they're taking notice of what our, you know, our Lady Arabians are able to do on the court. So, I think it's a special time, and we, you know, we're committed. We're continue, to work on, you know, keep building these bridges and, you know, keep trying to make it an overall culture of, you know, inclusiveness, trying to bring everybody in.
And, you know, this was one of the best seasons all time for Arabians basketball in general. How do you look to continue the success going forward?
You know, I think it starts with a hunger. I think already there's, you know, I've had conversations with a couple of the underclassmen and, you know, I know they're not satisfied, you know, with making it there and just being, you know, a one-time thing. You know, this is something that we really want to work towards, you know, a culture of excellence where, you know, this isn't something that happens every 14 years. This is something that happens consistently, no matter if you have a lot of talent, or if, you know, or if you don't have a lot. You know, we want to build a culture of, you know, high expectations, on and off the court. And, you know, I think the girls that are coming back, I know they're hungry for that, and I'm really proud and happy for the senior class to be able to kind of get over the hump and kind of, you know, set that foundation for what we're trying to build.
And so from the middle of the season to the end of the season, you guys kept on winning game after game after game and continuing. Can you kind of describe what sparked that type of run in the middle of the season?
You know, I think they came together. They came together as a team. They truly bought in and were locked in on what we were trying to do. You know, winning that game against Noblesville, that's a big time win for us. Going in and, you know, beating some of those opponents down the stretch the way that we were. You know, I remember coming up to the radio quite a few times just being kind of shocked because I'm, you know, you know, just because of how well we were playing. So I think a lot of it is, you know, the girls were committed to something bigger than themselves. This is something that they made a commitment to, and they worked their rear ends off to accomplish that goal.
Now, you mentioned some of your underclassmen. They're hungry for more. As a coach, everyone has a new doubt of why to count you out now. You know, yeah. Casey Warfel's gone. You had your best season in a while, but you have some key seniors leaving. What's a reason that next year you're going to do the same and more?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we still return a lot. You know, there's a lot of experience coming back. You know, Ada Hupfer, Olivia Jones, Mamie Trout, Aubrey Warfel. And there's girls that are, you know, freshmen now and incoming freshmen that, you know, that are hungry and, you know, they're ready for an opportunity and a chance for, you know, their time to shine. So, I'm sure there'll be people that count us out. Casey Warfel is, you know, a once in a lifetime kid to come around the program. That's not easily replaceable and, you know, You probably don't just replace a Casey Warfel. But once again, you know, what a legacy that those seniors have left. You know, not just us, but this program and just really happy for them. You know, you could tell by the body language when they were coming off the court in that LN victory how much it meant to them. You know, they truly left it all on the court and I think that was tough. But once again, I think it was also tough for those girls that are coming back. And I know, you know, it's hard not to, once you've tasted something, to not want to get back there. So it's not going to be easy. We have a lot of work in front of us to do, but I know that's what a lot of those girls are shooting for.
Now, of course, outside of losing that tough regional game, would you want to change anything about this year at all? How the games you played went, anything about the schedule, anything at all?
Oh, I mean, for sure. You know, I think you go back and you look at some of our games, and I think out of the seven losses, I think, you know, Lawrence Central, HSE were both pretty lopsided. And then maybe you go to Westfield, which I think was seven. LN that was six, and then you get into a lot of, you know, a lot of other games that were 1-2 possession games. You know, Fishers was one that was a buzzer beater, you know, right as the clock was, or the horn was going off. Jennings County was a ultra early game, you know, during Thanksgiving break, and we had a rough start and tried to dig out a hole. But once again, you know, I think everything that happened this season happened the way that it was supposed to. And once again, you know, to finish the season on, I can't remember if it was a 13 or 14 game win streak, that shows what our girls were capable of. So I was glad we were able to do that and, you know, tie conference and county and the sectional championship all into that for sure.
And I know you've kind of talked about this, but obviously falling to in regionals to Lawrence North, is there any type of way that we could, like, see some sort of, like, upcoming freshman step into the role of Casey Warfel, maybe a freshman this year step into the role, maybe a sophomore, some sort of underclassman?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of opportunities for a lot of kids, you know. You know, there's... You know, first and foremost, you know, we'll see with Avery Miller. You know, she played some. You know, that will open up. You know, Emma and Aubriana moving on, that'll kind of open up a spot for some more ball handling to come in. And then, you know, then we've got a couple sophomores in Claire Sorrells and Jada McGraw that, you know, once again, played some but not a lot. So that, you know, those girls are going to be fighting for an opportunity to get on the court. And then, you know, you have, you know, freshmen, that'll be incoming sophomores next year and Sophia Bruce and Nicole Glassley that were on those sectional teams as well. And all of them have their own unique skill sets, you know, whether it be toughness or, you know, shooting or ball handling and athleticism. I think all of those girls, bring something different to the table, but I also think with graduating kids like that, it's gonna open up spots for, you know, for Mamie Trout to expand their game. It's gonna open up spots for Aubrey Warfel to kind of expand her game. And, you know, we're losing two starters in Emma Roberts and Casey Warfel. So, you know, yeah, it's going to be a new look team, which, you know, we have not graduated a lot of kids. Like, we've had a lot of the same core together for a long time. Seattle'll be different, but I know that these girls are excited and ready to kind of step into what's next.
And I want to kind of talk about the Lawrence North game. You know, Ada Huffer leading the team in scoring with 17 points to go along with 17 rebounds. How do you think her success will go on moving forward?
Yeah, you know, obviously, Ada's a great player. And I think just, you know, late in that Lawrence North game, we struggled to kind of settle in. You know, one of the Lawrence North kids kind of made a quote in the Indy Star about, you know, they were fighting for their lives. And I feel like that was probably a pretty good analogy. Although I didn't feel like the pressure was crazy intense that they were putting on us. It was just, we hadn't been in a situation like that for a long time. And, you know, like we were trying to kind of slow down and get easy looks down there for Ada, but, you know, that's tough to do. So, you know, once again, she had a fantastic game. I think, if my memory serves me right, I think the only shots she missed, were a couple of 3-pointers that she took late. I think everything else in the paint, she hit on all cylinders on those. So, you know, she's obviously going to be a big part of, you know, what we do moving forward. You know, we got to find ways to, you know, be successful and maybe a little bit of a different look than what we have been in the past. But once again, you know, all coaches deal with that. All coaches are going to have, you know, people graduate or step away, and, you know, it's your job as the coach to kind of adjust and, you know, put that team in the best situation possible as you move forward.
One last question here for you, Coach. I remember at the sectional winning party, you talked a lot with the big crowd of people about how you're planting seeds for future generations. Yeah. You touched on it a little bit in this interview, but who really started that plan here at Pendleton Heights? You mentioned when you joined the athletic staff, was it you and your coaching staff? Was it Mr. Smith and the people there? Who started it, and what are you expecting from this?
Yeah, I mean, to me, when I left coaching, when I was coaching boys, you know, me and my wife sat down and talked about it. The only way I was coming back was if it was on the girls' side, because that's what I have. I have girls. I don't have boys. And then, you know, this job is very demanding. If you want to do the right things to try to be successful. So, you know, me and my wife, Leanne, we made a pact that, you know, if an opportunity arose, on the girls' side, that if we went into a situation like that, that, you know, we were going to, you know, try to help build something for our girls or, you know, the future kids. Like, if you're not working towards the future, you know, it's not going to be sustainable. So, you know, I'm very pleased that, you know, so many of the girls in our youth feeder programs were at our, you know, county championships, our sectional championship. Heck, a lot of them, we even forfeited games that Saturday so they could be there, you know, at the regional game. And, you know, when you look down the road, you know, when those girls are, you know, seniors and juniors, you know, I think they're second, third, fourth graders now. They probably won't remember if we won or lost. But they remember, you know, being there. They remember what it took. And we want those girls to be dreaming about, you know, being the next Casey Warfel, being the next, you know, Ada Hupfer, the next Olivia Jones. You know, that's, we want that for these girls. So, you know, I won't take all the credit for it. My wife does a lot with the sisterhood stuff on, you know, kind of the team building and things like that. But It's definitely, that's something that we want to work towards. We want those girls excited and lined up when it's a championship night and we're cutting down a net. And, you know, I throw out some extra pieces to those kids because, you know, they're a part of it. And that's planting seeds for the future. They remember that. They remember seeing us do it. And, you know, hopefully when their time comes, they'll be up there and they can plant seeds, you know, kind of pushing it forward for those kids that are, you know, still walking around in diapers right now.
Well, that'll about wrap it up for this interview. Thanks for joining me, Coach. And, you know, thanks for taking the time to deal with us this season. We interview you a lot. We talk to you a lot. And it means a ton that you come out here every time. So thank you for being on time, being early. Yep. We appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
All right. Stay tuned. Luckily, Michael got the chance to sit down with Coach Buck this week. Of course, he couldn't make it today. He's got a sectional practice with his guys' team tonight. So stay tuned for that interview. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is sponsored by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome here to this segment of the ASN Coaches Show. My name is Michael Hooker. I'm joined here with head coach of the varsity basketball team, Coach Buck. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
All right, so getting things started here, kind of a recap of last week. Overall, you guys had a pretty solid week. You guys got a tough win over Newcastle on the road, but you guys came back home for senior night against Muncie Central and unfortunately did fall in that. How do you build off of this week moving forward against a tough Centerville team?
Well, I thought, you know, you mentioned Newcastle. First of all, I thought that we really played well in the second half. We were behind, battled in the second half, put ourselves in position to make plays down the stretch. And win a basketball game in a very difficult atmosphere to win normally over at Newcastle. And I was proud of our players, the way that they stepped up, made plays, made shots, made free throws, and got some defensive stops down the stretch and came away with a big win. Against Muncie Central, another battle, another hard-fought game. I thought overall we played well. We didn't shoot it extremely well. We played them even for three quarters, but we struggled a little bit in that second quarter. They outscored us 9 points, and we went into halftime down nine. In that second quarter is when we had some good looks. We had a few hurried shots in that second quarter, but overall, after I've watched the film, really had some good looks that we can make, good looks that I would want our players to take again, and we just didn't shoot very well from behind the arc in that second quarter. Got down nine, and we just never could recover from that. Second, in the third quarter, we outscored them by two. Fourth quarter, they ended up outscoring us by three. So we played them virtually even that second half and just could not overcome that nine-point deficit from the second quarter.
Yeah, and speaking a little bit more on the Newcastle game, scoring-wise, Cooper led you guys once again, had 22 points, 4-for-8 from 3-point range, 50%. Then Ashawn followed with 13 points. Evan had 10 points along with 6 assists. And then Fox had 10 points along with 5 assists. A lot of, you know, well-rounded scoring there from the team against Newcastle. What did you really see that was kind of different from the Muncie Central game?
Well, I liked our balance. I mean, we've had several games as of late where we're starting to get more of a balance in scoring, and all of the players that are playing are contributing and scoring. In the Newcastle game, the assists, the rebound battle, the number of times that we're getting to the line has increased, meaning we're being more aggressive, taking it to the basket. And we're getting, not only are we getting to the line more, we're making those shots. Well, we're shooting, the last several games, we've shot a good percentage from the free throw line. Our turnovers continue to decrease. So, with the assist up, with getting to the free throw line, more of a balance in scoring, that's what we've been looking for, and that's what all teams are looking for. So pleased with that, both in the Newcastle game and in the Muncie Central game.
Yeah, and then, you know, focusing more on the Muncie Central game. Cooper, once again, led you guys in scoring with 19 points, but he went 2 for 8 from three. Kind of a different story. And you mentioned there the shooting, you guys weren't hitting your shots. Can you really speak on more of what changed shooting-wise?
You know, in a lot of our games, when we've shot poorly from behind the arc, I've given credit to our opponent's defense. Because defense can speed you up. If you're playing against quickness or you're playing against physical players bumping you, grabbing you, holding you, that has a tendency to speed you up on offense. You have players running at you to close out. That has a tendency to make you shoot a little bit quicker. And sometimes when players shoot quicker than they're used to, their shot will flatten out. And I think that's one of the factors. But in a lot of the games where we've struggled from behind the arc, I often talk about, are they good shots? Are there shots that we are wanting our players to take because we think they can make them? For the most part, when I watch film, we're taking good shots we can make. So when you talk about Cooper shooting 2 of 8, Evan was 2 of 8. So, you know, you have two of our better three-point shooters. We were 4 of 16. I watched the film. I thought that Evan had a quick shot in the second half. I thought he had one quick shot in the first. I thought that Cooper had a quick shot in the first. Other than that, I thought both of those young men took shots that I want them to take and shots that they can knock down that they have confidence in, and I do. So, you know, I don't fault them. We just didn't make those shots particularly in that second quarter. We've had other games like that at Whiteland. Another fierce battle. I mean, very physical. It was just not called very tightly on either end. And that was a factor. But we shot a very, very poor percentage at Whiteland as well. Had we shot our normal percentage, that's another game we could have won. So, once again, the Muncie Central game, yes, they did speed us up at times. And when they do that, when they're running a trapping defense like they do, it makes the game look a little helter-kelter. But in going back and watching the film, when we were aggressive and attacked the middle and then turned and attacked the basket, we handled their pressure fairly well. We had 3 turnovers against Muncie Central against their half-court trap. 2 of them were ball-handling errors. 1, we just didn't get a good base. We were standing straight up, got bumped a little bit, fell over and traveled. Another one, we had a change of direction. We dribbled off our heel. That was a turnover and got us an over and back. And then the 3rd one, we just were passive. When we received a ball, we didn't attack the seam, which we wanted to, or the middle of the court, and attack. And we got a 10-second call. So other than those 3, really, after watching the film, not really disgruntled with the way we handled Muncie Central's pressure. So didn't play as poorly as some thought that we did. Like I said, just did not shoot the ball, shot a very low percentage from behind the arc, and that was a difference. I mean, in the first half, we lost Johnson. Johnson had 20 of Muncie Central's 31 points, but we came out in the second half and held him to just 4 points. So other than losing him some in that first half, but he also shot some very, very, very deep 3s. He was hot, and that was a big factor in that second quarter. They made 3s, mainly Johnson, and we didn't.
Yeah, and then looking more at this upcoming week, you guys have a very tough 2A school coming up, and that's Centerville. Centerville has 3 players averaging over 10 points per game. Shea Hollendonner, who's coming back after only playing 4 games so far this season, averaging 16.8 points per game. Landon Kaiser averaging 13.4 points. And then Jace Hollendonner, the younger brother of Shea, averaging 10.2 points per game. How do you really defend a team like that with multiple scorers?
The big concern we have with Centerville is the strength that they have inside in Hollendonner. Hollendonner, you mentioned, is coming back off an injury that he received in football, had to have surgery. We saw him play over the summer. He was their leading scorer last year, averaged 20-some points last year as a sophomore. And he is just a physical beast in the post, meaning when he gets inside, if he gets positioned on you, you're not going to get back around him. He likes to back players down, get you at the corner of the board, shot fake, gets his body into you, and scores at the corner of the board and draws the foul. He's strong enough that he can make the basket, he can finish, and get to the free throw line at the same time. So we're going to have help. We're going to have to double him in the post. And then another strength that he has, they use him to ball screen, and he can step out off of that ball screen and shoot deep threes. So he's a very good shooter, great free throw shooter, strong inside. So one of the better players we played in the post all year long, if not the best other than King and Anderson. So that will be a challenge. You mentioned Kaiser. He's 6'4". He's the coach's son. He's a junior. Very good three-point shooter and also can play with his back to the basket. So he'll be a handful inside as well. Another strength of theirs, every player that steps on the floor is a very good ball handler, very good at putting the ball and scoring off the dribble, and they have enough players that can shoot behind the arc to stretch our defense as well. So like you mentioned, a very good 2A team. When you have a 2A team like Centerville that's knocking on a 4A door, a 4A school's door and begging them to play, you know they must have something coming back. And this is a group of underclassmen. They were very good last year. They knew they were going to be this good this year, and they're going to be really, really good next year. There's not a senior on their roster. So a team that will be a challenge for us not only this year, but a challenge for the Arabians as well next year.
Yeah, and then last question here. You guys did pull Greenfield Central for the first round of sectionals. How does the Centerville game this week help you to prepare for a very tough Greenfield Central team that you guys faced earlier this year?
I've said all along, I think each game presents a different challenge for your team. Just one more step in trying to get better at whatever it is you're going to face defensively, and also what you're going to face offensively. Centerville brings about its challenges that we just talked about, their strength inside. Obviously, you want to be on a positive coming off of a win going into that sectional. But when it gets to the sectional time, everybody talks about sectional, trying to play the best basketball that you possibly can. I feel that our team, win or lose, has improved in the areas that we talked about earlier in this radio show. We talked about rebounding, assists, getting balanced scoring, getting better on the defensive end, cutting down on turnovers. I think all of those are things, execution on offense, all of those are things that I feel that this team has continued to improve on each week. So playing at Centerville would just be one more step in that direction. When it comes to the sectional playing Greenfield, I told our players yesterday when we got together to watch the draw, if you go into a sectional to win, you're going to have to play the best team sooner or later. So why not play them the first game out of the hat? I mean, Greenfield is heavily favored on the sectional draw show last night. They already had them in the final game, which I understand the announcers that they would say that. But if you're a competitor and you love a challenge, there's not any bigger stage than playing in a basketball sectional in the state of Indiana, and you draw a team that's ranked in the top five in the state, and you have an opportunity to knock them off. I mean, the pressure's all on Greenfield. A competitor loves that challenge. And as a coaching staff, I know we love it, and I guarantee you I love that. I'm very much looking forward to that prep. Started that prep last night, even though we have Centerville left to go. That prep is complete. Already started the prep for Greenfield last night, and very much look forward to that challenge.
All right, well, thank you so much, Coach Buck. Good luck this week, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you, Michael.
We're going to take a short break. When we return, the rest of the Coach's Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Cowan Chiropractic, located at One Plaza Drive, Suite 20 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-7399. Also online at CowanChiropracticCenter.com. This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by SMB Heating and Cooling, located at 6879 South State Road, 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 317-448-2044. Online at SBHeatingCooling.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome here to this segment of the ASN Coaches Show. My name is Michael Hooker, and I'm joined here with senior on the girls basketball team, Casey Warple. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
All right, so getting things started here, obviously this was your final season here at Pendleton Heights, as you are a senior, and it was a very historical year for not just you, but also the team. Can you really speak on what you felt at the start of the season going into it from an emotional standpoint?
Yeah, I think coming to this year, being my last year playing for this team, I wanted to come in and get things done. I knew what we could do this year, and we came in this year with a goal to win county, conference, and sectional. And I mean, even though we got co-conference champions, we're still champions in the conference. So I think coming in, getting county done, and then getting conference done in sectional, it was just a pretty historic year.
Yeah, and as you mentioned there, Coach Rogers always says at the end of the games, you know, you guys have the three main goals: county, conference, sectionals. What does that really mean to you on the personal level, being a player?
Yeah, I think it's always good to have something to strive for. And these past 4 years. Well, 3 years, I guess, I hadn't been able to get sectional done. So this year, that sectional was really the one thing that I wanted to get done. Yeah, county and conference is definitely something that I wanted to do too, but definitely this year, the sectional. And I mean, getting to do that this year, although we lost in the regional, it still was a pretty fun thing to do.
Yeah, and speaking on that regional, that was the seventh time in program history that Pendleton Heights has made it to the regional round of the state tournament. Can you really, what was that feeling going to play in a regional basketball game?
It was so surreal. I mean, we went over there to practice and it was like about an hour bus ride. So getting to play somewhere that we've never been before and with that big of a crowd that we had, it was just so much fun to play.
Yeah, and then, you know, that was just one piece of history that you made here at Pendleton Heights High School. This year, you scored 2,000 points. It's the first time in Pendleton Heights athletic history, especially basketball, that anybody has scored 2,000 points. So you've broken the school record, you broke the county record, and you came very close to breaking the conference record, which was at 2,109. You fell too short. Can you really speak on this historic season for you as a senior?
It was crazy. Definitely coming into freshman year, I didn't know what I could do. I was always striving for that 1,000 point. And after I got it early in my junior year, I was like, I can really like do even bigger things. So being able to score 2,000 points this year was definitely a really awesome feeling, and it's such an honor to be like ranked among the greats here at Pendleton. So yeah.
And then speaking more on the team this year, we saw multiple players take huge leaps. Ada developed very well in her post game and in her rebounding game. Olivia stepped up in the rebounding and passing game. What did you really see out of the team this year that made you guys better for this season?
Definitely everybody like stepped up into their role this year. I know last year we only lost two seniors, one of which only really played. But so coming into this year, everybody knew their spot in the team because we were basically the same team. So everybody really just stepped into their role better. And yeah, seeing Ada and Olivia become better players was really great to see. And I know that next year they're going to do even better things.
Yeah, and then speaking a little bit more on the team, your sister Aubrey, she's only a sophomore. In a few games this year, she's gone for double figures. What can you really see from her game that you could maybe help her on for next season in this off season here?
Yeah, she's kind of been in my shadow, unfortunately, because we play the same position. So she hasn't been able to get to see the court as much as I have. But now that I'll be gone next year, I'm really excited to see what she can do because she's a great shooter and she has that competitive drive. So I'm really excited to see what she's going to do next year.
Yeah, and this team, they were a special team this year. And you mentioned earlier a long drive down to Decatur Central. What was kind of your mindset for that drive? I know it was quite a haul and kind of different for the team to make that big of a haul in the postseason.
Yeah, definitely going down there. Just on the bus ride there, we were all like really locked in. And because obviously we already made history and we just wanted to go see what more we could get done. So that bus ride down there and the bus ride back, although it was really emotional, it was just like a good time to connect with the team.
Yeah, and then outside of obviously the outcome of the regional game, if there was one thing you could have changed in your career here at PH, what would that be?
I don't necessarily know if there's anything that I'd want to change. I think it all went pretty well. All of the ups and downs that I had to go through really just helped me grow as a player. So I think that I really couldn't have asked for a better career.
Yeah, and then, you know, the schedule this year, Rogers always talks about scheduling harder players. You guys played LC, played Hamilton Southeastern, two of the top programs in the state. You played Noblesville at the end of the season. Going into your big winning streak, you guys were 6-6. You finished the season at 19-6 outside of the regional game. Can you really talk about what the team, like what just clicked with the team to where you guys could go on that huge winning streak?
Yeah, so before the games, coach started writing up on the whiteboard 32 minutes of execution, and that's what we really strive for every game. And that's what really pushed us throughout that winning streak was just go out there and play 32 minutes straight and have good execution and leave it all out there. And that really drove us to get on that winning streak, and especially in that last game against Noblesville, our last regular season game. That's really what pushed us through to help us win that game.
Yeah, and that helps you with teams against like Lawrence North that you faced in the regional. Obviously, you guys did fall short. But what kind of experience does that bring to this team coming back next year facing an opponent like LN?
It's definitely good for us, or good for them, I guess. But because we've already seen teams like HSC, Lawrence Central, and Noblesville, like you mentioned. But having to play a team like Lawrence North in as big as a game as regional is definitely good for them. And coming up and having those underclassmen see it too is like really good to have experience like that.
Yeah, and then let's speak a little bit on your future now. You're going to Taylor University next year to do great things, and you're going to play with Whitney as well, your older sister. What's kind of that feeling like? I know obviously your freshman year, you got to play with her and see her score her 1,000th point in her high school career. What's it like going to play with her at the next level in college?
It's definitely never anything I've ever thought of doing. She first went over to Cincinnati to play in college, and us playing in college never seemed real. And after her senior year and she was gone, it was really sad, you know, emotional. But after she transferred to Taylor and I knew Taylor was where I wanted to go, it was just like all brand new, start over again. And getting to play with her is just really great because she's a post player and I'm a guard, and we just read each other really well.
Yeah, and then let's look back at your freshman year now. I know we're bouncing a lot back and forth between future and past, but your freshman year, you guys made it to the sectional championship, fell short to Mount Vernon. This year, it was like a rerun of that year, except this year you guys dominated them. What was the change from your freshman year to this year to where you guys just went out there and flat out dominated?
I really think the coaching staff has a lot to do with it. After my freshman year, there was a coaching staff change, and Coach Rogers has done a really good job with us, and he always motivates us. And coming into this year, we knew the sectional was really favorable for us as compared to earlier years. And so we'd already beat Mount Vernon once in the season, so we knew that we could come out and do even more.
Yeah, and then what made this year's team so much special and different from teams in years past? I know this program has seen a lot of successful teams throughout the regular season. What made this team different from those teams?
I think really just how close we were. We've done a lot of team bonding, and being able to have good team chemistry is what brings team to the next level. And I think that we had that this year, and that really helped push us forward.
All right. So now this is a tough question, and everybody loves to ask these kind of questions. If you were to compare your career to some of the other greats, even the guys' careers here at Pendleton Heights, like Coach Rogers, for example, he was now he's third all-time in scoring here, all-time rebounding leader. If you were to compare your career to them, where would you place yourself amongst them?
I don't necessarily know. I don't know where I could place myself amongst them, just because, like, we have different dynamics of play, and obviously we played at different times. But definitely, I know that I'm up there with the greats here at Pendleton Heights. And, like, again, that's an honor. But knowing that, like, I've scored the most, it's definitely, like, a really crazy thing to know. And
And then for our last question here, what would be your advice that you'd give to some of the younger girls that may want to come up through the program now seeing what you've done?
Yeah, just anything's possible, really. I mean, again, coming into my freshman year, I didn't know what all I could have gotten done. And now that I'm standing here now and I've made all the history that I've made, it's just crazy how much you can do and just to come in and leave their legacy.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Casey. And thanks for everything you've done here at Pendleton Heights for the Lady Arabians basketball program. We're going to take a short break. When we return, the rest of the Coach's Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by SMB Heating and Cooling, located at 6879 South State Road, 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 317-448-2044. Online at sbheatingcooling.com.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Liam Davis. We've had a pretty good coaches show so far. You just heard from probably the best girls basketball player we're going to see for the long time here at Pendleton Heights, Casey Warfel. We'll start talking about girls basketball here in our recapping segment. I mean, what a career she's had. She hit so many milestones this year, and what a year for the Lady Arabians.
Yeah, she came 2 points just short of the conference record in points. Ended up with 2,107. And she broke Kellen Dunham's scoring record, all-time scoring record, at the Shelbyville game, I think it was.
Frankton Conference Championship, or Madison County Championship game. I remember as soon as I got up there, Coach Rogers said, "How many did Casey have?" Because she was really close to breaking it. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. And then she just continued her legacy there, scoring almost 300 more points just off that little time left.
Yeah, it really helped because they made a deep playoff run. But, I mean, I think next is the rebounding record, Ada Hupford. Currently, Coach Rogers has the rebounding record, if I stand correctly. So maybe we watch that. Ada's a sophomore. She'll be a junior next year.
Yeah, she's already had many double-doubles under her belt. Maybe she could get the double-double record. I don't know if we keep that here.
I think she's has 33 double-doubles to her career.
She's had, like...
She had a lot.
Like 15 or 16 this year.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a lot last year, too. But, I mean, Coach Rogers, she was really good at basketball. He was really good friends with my uncle. And he went to a lot of his basketball games. And he talked about how good he was. And now he's here coaching the Lady Arabians. And he's building up Ada Hupford into a really good basketball player, and hopefully Ada Hupford crushes his rebound record.
Yeah, that would be a cool sight to see. It's pretty not normal for me and you, Liam. Of course, you know, you're a sophomore, I'm a junior. You know, we get 4 years here in the radio program, and then we're gone. And to see the scoring record broken and a potential threat to the rebounding record, that's pretty insane.
That's probably the greatest time to be in radio.
Mm-hmm.
And... You know, Casey Warfel, I mean, she was so good for the 4 years. Unfortunately, I only got to see her two in the high school. But it was a great time watching her, and I'm sad that I can't watch her play anymore.
Yeah, she definitely left a legacy here. Now she's moving to Taylor University, play with her sister for more time, and she'll do great things over there. We're going to transition a little bit. Wait, here, hold on. Before I transition, you know, that'll about wrap. That's probably the last time we're going to talk about the Lady Arabian season that they had this year. So I just want to add one more time. What a great season. I mean, regional team, they won their sectional first time since 2011. What a great year.
It was a fabulous year, and it's probably the best year. Not the best, but it's probably one of their favorite years.
Top five.
Yeah.
All time.
It's not the result that they wanted, but the best year that they've had in the 4 years.
Yeah, so we're going to transition to boys basketball. They've got two games coming up, only one next week. The next one will be at Centerville next Wednesday, or the coming Wednesday. That one's 7:30 tip, 7:15 pregame show. You can hear it live here on 91.7 WEEM. But Centerville is going to be a pretty tough game. They've got a pretty tough senior, I believe, on their team. And then post that, go ahead.
If I'm not mistaken, I don't think Centerville has a single senior.
Okay. Well, they have a number one that's very good.
They have juniors, sophomores, and a couple freshmen. I don't think a single senior. They have like two sets of brothers. I mean, they've been playing with each other their whole life.
Michael was talking to me today, and he was talking to me about one player on their team. I think he was specifically talking about his name because he has a really long name, which is, you know, pretty tough for us broadcasters.
Shea Hollandonner, maybe Jace Hollandonner.
That sounds right.
They're both averaging above 10 points in the brothers.
Yeah, I remember him telling me about these brothers because they're very good, and so I assume they were a senior, but thanks for correcting me. But, yeah, Centerville's a pretty tough team. That's going to be a pretty tough win. And then after that, Pendleton Heights has Greenfield Central in the sectional round. And, I mean, you couldn't think of a tougher opponent. A top-ranked team in the state. They've seen them once this season. That game wasn't close. It's going to be a tough game.
Yeah, and obviously Braylon Mullins, he's coming off a 52-point massive victory over Martinsville. They went on to win that game 102-62. on their senior night. You couldn't have asked for a better senior night, scoring 52.
When you're playing against one of the best players in the state, committed to UConn, McDonald's All-American, there's not a lot of options. I remember hearing Coach Buck in his interview today. He talked about, the pressure's on them and less on us, and that sets you up for a perfect upset. You want to root for Pendleton Heights as much as you can, but you're going into a neutral site, playing Greenfield Central, a team that's going to travel well. This is your year to win it all.
And also, it's at Muncie Central. They have a pretty big gym. Greenfield Central is really good at traveling. So is Pendleton. It's going to be a packed house. It's going to be a very fun game to watch.
Well, with that, that'll wrap up today's ASN Coach Show. We appreciate everyone who tuned in tonight. Thanks for listening. Whether it was for the whole game, whole segment or full segment, we really appreciate it. Thanks for joining me alongside Liam. Had a pretty good coach's show today. And then thank you, Mr. Watson. Stand back here in the studio. But that'll about wrap it up. Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.